Good morning, sir. And what is your name, sir?
Thomas Holleran.
Okay. Who am I?
If I can just have one moment.
Yeah. Okay. The Honorable Miss Greenhouse will conduct your hearing. So just to repeat what service you lead. So just hold on one moment, sir, and she will have all her paperwork ready, and she will provide the leadership, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Halloran.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you please state your name and your ADC number?
Thomas Halloran, 281994.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing, and this is concerning the four allegations that appear on your warrant of arrest.
Yes, ma'am.
On April 4th, you signed a form that notified you about this hearing. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is you could hire an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or will you be representing yourself today?
I'll be representing myself today, ma'am.
Okay, that's fine. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you look to your right on the screen, at the end down that way is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. Right next to me here in the center is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my right here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be conducting your hearing today. Also with us in the room, we have Mr. Grady, who you can see on the screen now. He's with the Department of Corrections. So he'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. We also have two guests in the room, two supporters. Your father and your mother are here. Okay. Now, will you be speaking? Did you want to speak for the hearing? Okay. So then I need to swear all four of you in. So Mr. Thomas Halloran, Mr. Kevin Halloran, Ms. Marilyn Halloran, and Mr. Grady. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Thomas Halloran?
I do.
Okay, Mr. Grady.
I do.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Halloran, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then in phase two, we determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, Mr. Halloran, I'm going to read each one of these allegations. And I need you to tell me in each case if it's true or false. Okay, so, and if you believe it's false, then we'll take some testimony from Mr. Grady. And the board will determine if you violated your conditions. So we'll start phase one with the first allegation. And it is that you were in violation of condition 13C, as demonstrated by your failure to refrain from having any form of contact with any victims of your current or previous offenses on or about March 20th, 2018. Mr. Halloran, is that true or false?
This is kind of a gray area, Your Honor, if I may explain. I say it's true, but I also say it's false. The communication was simply on the phone, and there was no actual verbal communication between my daughter and I, Your Honor. What ended up transpiring was I was on the phone with child's mother, gaining communication for child support purposes when the mother passed the phone off to our daughter. And by the time I realized it was our daughter and she was asking me questions, I passed the phone off to my mother. And this was the end of contact, Your Honor. There was no verbal communication with the victim.
But as you indicated, it was contact, and this states any form of contact. So we'll move to allegation number two. And that is a violation of condition 13L, as demonstrated by your failure to refrain from being alone with or have any form of contact with anyone under the age of 18 without a parent or guardian present and without prior authorization from your supervising officer on or about March 20th, 2018. Mr. Halloran, is that true or false?
Again, this is true and false, Your Honor. There was no actual physical communication or contact between said minor child. I was never alone. phone with said minor child. There was strictly proximity contact, minor in the same room, Your Honor, and that's it.
Okay.
It was arranged.
Again, it's any form of contact, so that would be then true. Okay, allegation number 3 is violation of condition 13E as demonstrated by failure to refrain from accessing any chat rooms, social networking websites, or websites that cater to sex offenders or sex offender behavior on or about March 20th, 2018. Mr. Halloran, is that true or false?
Yes, Your Honor, this is true. I'd like to add, though, who is responsible for actually stipulating what is sexually stimulating and not sexually stimulating, Your Honor? The reason behind this was to be used as an extended tool to enhance my relationship with my girlfriend, Your Honor.
Well, sir, we're going to move to allegation 4. Allegation 4 is violation of condition 13A, demonstrated by your failure to complete sex offender counseling as required on or about March 21st, 2018. Mr. Halloran, is that true or false?
This is true. I was violated and they revoked me, and so I was discharged for these violations of unsuccessful. Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you. Based on Mr. Halloran's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, Rittenhouse, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, and agreed by Mr. Neal. Hold one second, I'm marking some paperwork. Okay, so Mr. Halloran, we can move to phase 2 of your hearing, which is where we determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Grady to give us some background information on your case so that we have a little more information to go on. Then we'll be back to chat with you in just a minute. So stay on the line. We'll be right with you. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Halloran was released from DOC on October 30th of 2017. He was arrested on March 21st of 2018 by the local staff. He has no new charges. He's returned back to DOC on March 21st of 2018. He has a CSED of August 31st of 2018 that reflects 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2013 kidnapping, 6 years. He has no prior conviction. He has a 1-term DOC. His CDYR scores are 3-3. Mental health scores are 2. Substance abuse scores are 2. He has no gang affiliation. No prior charge of supervision. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 2005, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapor combo, Arizona disciplinary conviction, probation. 2008, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2009, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2010, aggravated DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2010, aggravated DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2011, dangerous crimes against children, Arizona felony conviction, probation. He has a community risk score of a G1 V2.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. So back to you, Mr. Halloran. When you were released, it looks like you were approved to live with your parents. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And did you stay there the whole time?
I did, Your Honor.
Okay. And you also were, it looks like, referred for substance abuse screening. And everything tested negative, it looks like. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right.
Yes.
And then you had some therapy at the Resolution Group?
That is correct, Your Honor.
Okay. But you were unsuccessfully discharged from there, it says, from following disclosures during your polygraph assessment?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And were you to go to some other treatment anywhere, or was that it? What happened after that?
No, this was it. My polygraph was taken on the 20th, Your Honor, and I was violated on the 21st.
Okay, got it. All right, so let's see. There's another note here about a curfew violation. Was there a curfew violation, sir?
Yes, Your Honor. I left my house like 30 seconds too soon, and immediately after realizing that my ankle monitor was buzzing, I immediately disciplinary action was, like, a warrant for my arrest or anything. It was literally, like, less than 30 seconds. I left the house too soon, Your Honor.
Okay, and that's all that was about. Let me see. We may have...
Yes.
We may have some sort of report about that, but I guess we don't. We do have, as long as I'm looking here, we do have your letter. I just want to make sure you know that we did get your letter.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So we have that, and the board has been able to read that. Okay. I don't see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions for Mr. Holland? Mr. Johnson has a question.
So I was just trying to understand, this contact with the minor, was that your own child, or what was the situation?
Which contact with minor, sir? The victim or
the victim's
minor child?
The minor.
Yes, this is, the minor victim is my child, Your Honor.
Okay.
And I was trying to establish communication with the mother for child support purposes.
Okay, so, but you're not with the child's mom, is that right? Because there's another one, something in there that indicates that you were with your girlfriend and...
Yes, Your Honor, this is true.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir.
Okay, any other questions? I'm sorry. Mr. Halloran, if it's okay with you, we'd just like to hear from your supporters at this time. Okay?
Yes.
So who would like to go first?
Tom.
You would just need to come up to the podium and speak into the microphone.
As far as that phone...
Come up to the microphone. See right here?
Right here.
There's the microphone. And then start by stating your name.
My name is Marilyn Halloran.
Okay.
I'm his mother, and as far as that phone call went, he handed the phone to me as soon as possible because I was standing in the hall. Because I asked him who he was on the phone with, he told me it was Karen, which is his ex, and that his daughter was going to get on. So she didn't get on the phone till he handed it to me. So I don't think she said anything to him, and I was. Happy to hear from her because we don't hear from them that often. They live in Ohio, and she was talking about her Christmas stuff that we had sent her. And so, and then when she finished, that was it. So,
okay.
And I just shut the phone off. And at this time, it's not to be mean to you, honey, but we wanted to see if he could stay in for 4 months. You know, to finish his thing off and then get out. And then he went, we don't have any problems with him. He's real nice. He's very polite with us. And he does come home from work and, you know, and he's tired and exhausted. And he does a real good job at his work. And he does a good job at keeping up with things, too, so. And the reason why we wanted him to stay in is so he can get over this and take care of his life after that.
Okay?
All
right, thank you.
Thank you
for that. And sir, and please start by stating your name.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name's Kevin Halloran.
Okay.
I'm Thomas's father. Since Thomas has been out on parole, he completed his Class A CDL license.
Okay.
He was employed at Valley Grand Saville. Gravel in Yuma. He was on 10th parole, so he was not able to get involved in the church. That was left up to his counseling session, whether he could go to church or not, so he didn't have that option for a support unit. He is more than welcome at my house still, since he is my son and we do love him. And I do appreciate all your patience you have given him and take judgment on him with mercy. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thanks to both of you. So, Mr. Halloran, Mr. Thomas Halloran, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to make a final statement, if you'd like to, without repeating something you've already told us, sir.
No, I just want to say thank you for taking this time and actually having the opportunity to come and appear in front of you and to explain some of the things. I'm sure you read my letter, and I don't want to reiterate too much on it, but I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking the time and having this hearing with me today.
All right. Thank you, sir. Now, the board is going to go into discussion. We do all of our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So, but we've not discussed your case before right now. So just stay on the line, and we'll be right back with you when the board's reached a decision. Okay, sir? All right, the board is now in discussion. Mr. Halloran has just 4 months to go, about 4 months, and has difficulty with the concept of any form of contact. And I understand that. I mean, it might be difficult to do. But he has, in a couple of different ways, violated his conditions because of that. I'm thinking the best thing for him would be to let him finish his term, and that way he is, he will not have a parole officer to worry about, and can just continue on with his life. But I listen to any input from fellow board members. Do you agree?
I agree. I think he does have, his parents are here. He'd have a place to stay. If he's getting his together, he got a good support system. When he's released, he won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time. And I think that if he puts together a plan, like he said, come up with it, I think he would be do good and not wind up with any negative contact with law enforcement and be able to establish and maintain a relationship with his family and kids.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to make a motion based on information in warrant 2018-W0829, our conversation with Mr. Thomas Halloran, input from his parents, Mr. and Mrs. Halloran, information from Mr. Grady. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Halloran was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or companies, specifically by having contact with his victim and or someone under the age of 18, which was in violation of his conditions.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. So back to you, Mr. Halloran. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You'll be released approximately August 31st. We do wish you the very best, sir, and truly urge you to continue with treatment after your release. I mean, please do consider that. We wish you the best again. And your hearing is concluded, sir. And thanks to all for who participated today, to your parents as well. So thank you, sir. And if you'd give the phone back to your CO3, we'd appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You just had that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.